Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Good to be along with you this week. A little raspy voice here, a little bit too much wind and sand down my throat coming hanging around NASCAR. We are in the Auto World Plaza this week, but I walked down the hall and opened the door to the NASCAR studio. I couldn't hardly wait to get in here, get my fire suit on, and had the helmet on earlier. Of course, I have to have the helmet off in order to talk on the microphone to talk to you and take your calls and your emails. And so the helmet's off, but the fire suit and the booties are on. Oh, yeah, NASCAR, 'tis the season. Daytona 500 just took off today, and this is what it's all about. The season's on. Attendance was over 150,000 people. Very, very first race of the season that meant everything to everybody and is everything to everybody in the sport. 187 miles an hour, and that's how fast we're going to go right here on Auto World today. Taking your calls and your emails, of course, I have a lot more than just your emails and phone calls. It's all about you. That's right. Your concerns, your challenges, your problems that you've been having with your Auto World. Your steering wheel, for some reason, wants to keep going to the left, maybe to the right. Is your brakes squealing and you just had them done? Don't you just hate that? Kind of embarrassing. You pulling up to the stoplight or the stop sign and the brakes are squealing. Sounds like you need them done, but you just had them done. Well, I'm here to help. 45 years of being under the hood and under the bonnet, inside, turned around upside down on the driver's seat with my head looking into the dash area to find out why that wire's burnt. ASC certified master technician for 45 years of running and operating my own shop in the area of automobiles, cars and trucks and dirt bikes and small gas engines and welding and all. So I enjoy helping each and every one of you. I'm very honored and very proud that Auto World has got a lot of great radio affiliates that be able to be in your neck of the woods so you can listen and we all learn together. Two heads are better than one, and that's, in fact, in this case, we have a lot of you listening, and that means we have a lot of people that's got a lot of knowledge, so we all learn each and every weekend. Here on Auto World today, again, with the phone number since 1992, take the cell phone out and use it as a microphone and say hello at 855-660-4261. My email is good all the time, folks. We are live right now in Boise, Idaho. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And head on over to my Facebook page. My name's Mark Evans. And just look up that. You'll see me sitting behind a microphone, a little yellow coupe in the background. And go ahead and friend me. We've got a couple seats left there. So, also, I have a couple pictures up there on Auto World Radio's Facebook page, too. Instagram account is Auto World Media. And don't forget Auto World Podcast. Google Auto World Podcast. We're right on the very top. Very proud of that. You'll be able to go back and listen to anything and everything that I ever did say concerning Auto World. Each and every hour. Every week is 3 hours of Auto World, and that means each and every hour is different. Because I do this purposely. There's so much information, news, and fun, and trivia that we do. Your emails. We all learn from your emails. Like last hour, I'm not only helping the person that's emailing, but you aren't the only person that has that same type of problem. So when you email with your concern or your question or your problem that you have, even concerning price, you know, we get a lot of different prices coming in throughout the whole week here at the Greasy Garage Studio at my shop, and that means that I welcome you to call me and or email me. And the best way is to email me, and you can put your phone number in there, and I'll call you. This last week, been pretty busy on the phone. That's probably why my voice is kind of not all the way there, because I've been busy talking. That's my biggest tool that I have anymore is my voice. And take the knowledge out of my head and spit it out on the phone to you to help you. I talked to actually four shops this last week, and how we do that is, and there's no fee. There's no cost. Period. I want to help you understand the mechanical jargon that they're telling you. And in fact, I end up making more friends. Not only you are as my friend, Auto World family, but the shop turns into my friend, and come to find out, they start listening to Auto World too. And so that's what it's all about, is being and communicating with everybody and making this Auto World go on four tires at the fastest. Well, I'm trying to keep up with the guys on the NASCAR track at 187 miles an hour. Oh, yeah. Michael Jordan's out there owning three cars now. Oh, my goodness. He's trying to beat Rick Hendrick, I guess. Hendrick's Motorsports. And, in fact, Rick Hendrick's has donated and bought a few of the cars at Barrett Jackson this year just to for donations, and a lot of money. And that's for donations, and so that's awesome that he can do that. Here on Auto World, again, we're going to be talking a little bit about, remember the bridge that closed down? The truckers couldn't get over it? Yep. Well, General Motors folks chartered cargo planes to transport their parts over the bridge. Yep. So, what did it cost us? That bridge closed. Oh, I know. You're not in that area. You don't live in that area. It cost all of us. See, roughly $51 million each week was lost, totaling nearly $300 million because we couldn't get over to Canada. Yep. Toyota was affected. Honda was affected. Ford was affected. And, of course, General Motors. General Motors, though, said, hey, we need the parts in our Canada plants from the U.S. Let's charter some planes. Let's go get our parts. So what's that cost? A lot. Excuse me. So your parts are going up on your cars, folks, because of that bridge close. That Ambassador Bridge got closed there from Detroit over to the border. The prices are going to go up. They have been going up, but now they're going to go up even more because those companies couldn't get their parts over to their factories to get the cars built. We're nobody without parts, aren't we? Yep. But here's a price that you all like. China's best-selling vehicle. General Motors, in fact. General Motors brand. And it's China's best-selling vehicle. It's topped Tesla and everyone else in sales over in China. It costs, here's the total cost, $4,000 all the way up to $6,000. That's with current exchange rates. It's got a sleek design, plenty of cargo space, folks. It's all electric. And the range, 100 miles. So, there you have it. Now, is General Motors going to bring this little car? Let's see, what's it called? It's the, I'm probably going to butcher the name here, the Wuling Hong Klang Mini EV. I probably just butchered the name. Anyway, it's a $4,000, all the way up to $6,000 EV that goes 100 miles. General Motors, bring it to the States. That's a great little parts running vehicle for all of us mechanic shops. Get to and from and get our parts. You never know what they could do, huh? Well, it's good to have you along here on Auto World this week, coming from the NASCAR studio. We've got a lot planned here. Not only are we going to go into the email bag that's to the left of me with my PR director, Bobby Besser, holding on to it. Yes, engine. Eddie the engine emailer, he's gone on break this week. We're going to come back and find out if you've got the kid still in you. And, oh yeah, this hour, at the end of the hour, a word with Mark. I'll try to get my 30-weight oil in my throat, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me knock you in the ground.
We're doing it, all of us. Thanks for joining in to Auto World, because the good times are rolling because of you being here. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Hopefully you got another little box full of popcorn there on the break, and now we're getting your fingers all greased up. Yes. Oile. Oile. That's right. Broadcasting here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza, and we are greased up with butter. Oh, yeah. What is Auto World, you ask? For your first-time listeners, of course. Well, it's the official ASE-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio, podcast, internet, TV, talk show. That's who we are. It's for you. America's automobile enthusiast show, folks. Interactive, informative in all things. Automotive. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Sony and no bologna? Have you ever had a bologna sandwich? Do you like it? A lot of you might buy Spam and put that on there and call that bologna. That's Spam! This is not a bologna commercial, but we're going to get down to the Sony no bologna here a little bit later after the hard break and find out what Sony's up to when it comes to electrical. Uh-oh. Right now, though, we do have an answer on the trivia question. The trivia question here on Auto World is... the most popular car color in the United States for 2019 is what color? Again, the most popular car color in the United States for 2019 is what color? We've had a guess of red or dark maroon, and we have an email that came in from Doug. Doug's listening to us. He says, I listened to Auto World Mark on Saturday, delayed. And then I go to GCNLive.com to listen to you live on Sundays. Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. I salute you, my friend. Thank you for following and staying up. I really do. It means a lot to me, and that's how you do it, folks. GCNLive.com, just hunt for Auto World. And or you can actually go just Google me, Mark Evans, Auto World, or Auto World Mark Evans. Doug has an answer. He says the most popular color in 2019 is the same as probably today, Doug says, from Richland, Washington. Before I get to his answer, let's do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to our great affiliate there, KFLD AM 870, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. Love. And everyone in between the towns and all that area, thank you, all of you. Appreciate that good size wattage on AM 870 KFLD, Richland, Connecticut, Kennewick, and Pasco, Washington. And Doug says it's white. Doug, you're right. You're right. It is white. White was the most popular color in the United States for 2019, was found on more cars and trucks, folks, back in 2019 than ever before. Now, you know, you ask yourself, go around, drive around the streets as we all do, and take a look when you stopped at the stop sign, well, at the stop light, because you're going to wait for about 22 minutes anymore, it seems like. Anyway, I think the longest period, that's some good trivia I need to dig into, the crew here, all of us, so we need to dig into that and find out what the longest period of time is. What's the average period of time that we all sit in stoplights? I'm going to raise my hand and say I think it's half our life. But anyway, take a look around you and see what color you see the most of. I think I know why it was white back in 2019. And Doug, you might be right. White might be the most, I don't know, but Doug, you might be right that white could be the most favorite color today. You know why I think it's white? I don't have a lot of information about back in 2019 why it was white, but my opinion is it does not look dirty. No, no dirt shows up. What color shows up the dirt the most? Black and red. Yep. Red, of course, oxidizes faster than black, believe it or not. The pigments in the red paint, the pores are wider and open farther than black, causing the sun to come in and bleach it. See, I learned a lot just being in the auto world. That's why you're here, too. I want to make sure that each and every hour we have something for one of you, each and every one of you, even your neighbor. Call your neighbor, which you have. Thank you. So I tune into Auto World with Mark Evans, and we'll always try to get something there for you to take home with you. As we've been talking about, now this hour I'm going to get to the Sony no bologna, but also we're going to be talking about three cars are left on the list of, well, if you're looking at buying a new car, I've shared with you, well, what is that, 7 out of 10, 10 to avoid. This hour we're going to get to 3, 2, and 1. You're going to find out the 3 that are the worst. Just avoid them, period. But right now, let's share with you some of the Barrett Jackson 50th anniversary from Scottsdale, Arizona that was just happening this last week. You like Ford Broncos? You've been looking at maybe buying one? Well, you just might, because here's what happened down at Barrett Jackson. A 1976 Ford Bronco sold for $150,000. That's right. A 1976 Ford Bronco sold for $150,000. Here's the difference between the price between a 76 and a 66. A 1966 Ford Bronco, folks, it was light gray, $250,000. Wow, that's a $100,000 difference. Ford Bronco. Now, you got to remember that pretty much all these automobiles, at Barrett Jackson, you have to have your vehicle accepted by them, so they do an inspection and all that. But, yes, these Broncos were pristine, in perfect shape, absolutely. Do you ever watch the show Overhauling with Chip Foose? I met Chip Foose many, many, many years ago. Of course, his dad, of course, has passed. But he was around his dad building cars all his life, and they started the Overhauling show with Chris Jacobs. Happy birthday, Chris. It's his birthday here, I believe, today or yesterday. And happy birthday to you, Chris. The very first car of Overhauling, the very first car that they picked from this gentleman, what that show's all about is they have people, all of us can send maybe dad's mom's car or uncle's car, whoever's car that they've been wanting to build but just haven't had the time and or the money to build it. You send your email off, pictures of the car that's not finished and all that, and then Chip and their crew picks it and then decides let's grab Mary's car and fix and get dad's car, Mary's husband's car back up to looking beautiful. Well, the very first car of Overhauling was sold at Barrett Jackson for $240,000. What was it? A 1971 Chevrolet Chevelle. We're going to come back with more popcorn butter all over my hands. Hopefully you got some too. Get some popcorn. We'll be right back with some winter tips and tricks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russia-Ukraine crisis remains front and center of mind for the U.S. and its allies.
While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For the first time since the pandemic began, Australia will reopen its borders to international visitors on Monday. Its citizens and residents have been allowed to travel in and out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sometimes I will promise you that from the Greasy Garage Studio right here, from in Auto World's world, from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza, the Greasy Garage Studio. You know, we call it that because of the popcorn batter, the grease all everywhere. Oh yeah, I try to keep it off the mic because our janitor, Loudmouth Jay, he does not like to have grease on the microphone. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A little trivia for you before we go right into the fun of the baloney. In 1957, first cars fitted with twin double headlights, that's four headlights, are the Lincoln and Cadillac models. Lincoln and Cadillac models. Lincoln would be Ford. Cadillac would be what? General Motors. 1957, four headlights. My dad said back in the day, many days, many, many years back, you know, some of you, of course, are that generation. And that means that, well, Mark, he said, now why would I want power windows? There's more things there to break. Because that was the borderline between hand-cranking windows and power windows. In his opinion, he did not want the power windows because there's more things to break. Well, today, power windows are just basically habit. Power door locks, air conditioning. I could go on forever. Oh, did I say power outside mirrors that are heated? Oh, we are spoiled. Yes. Talking about being spoiled, it's time now to talk about Sony.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. If you ask me why, I'll say. Because Oscar Mayer has a way.
That's perfect. Remember the days of what Sony used to have for their tagline? Sony, no baloney. Well, guess what? Sony Vision S, the entertainment giant, looks to build an electric car, folks. Yes, the electric car Sony. Of course, as you know, they know electrical. So here's another option for you when you're out looking for electric cars. Sony will likely create and sell electric vehicle after it forms a Sony Mobility subsidiary company in the spring, coming your way. Sony exhibited a prototype SUV, the Sony Vision S, at Las Vegas at CES this last year. The announcement may put Sony ahead of the other tech companies thinking about the car business, folks, notably Apple as well as Google. Why? Today's automobiles have become electric devices on wheels, and that seems a perfect opportunity for Sony. The Vision S would integrate the capabilities of the Sony PlayStation 5 console. Sony also has expertise in designing car audio systems for manufacturing. The manufacturers love Sony. So do you. The stereo. Now, does this mean that... Do you have a Sony PlayStation 5 console? Oh, a lot of you are nodding at your heads. Oh, my goodness, six rows here in the Outer World Plaza. They're all nodding their heads. There's only one of you. Which one do you have? Nintendo? Okay, you got Nintendo and the rest of you have Sony. Well, there you go. You'll be driving your car with a joystick thinking it's a Sony PlayStation like a game. Barring any change of heart, Sony that would likely lead us to produce a vision of the Vision S7, Sony will position themselves as a creative entertainment company to redefine mobility, folks. Yep. Today's PlayStation, Sony. Have they figured it out? They figured it out, the PlayStation. They're going to put it in the 2022 version of the Vision S electric car. They're looking at coming down the road with EVs, with an EV car for you. Sony is. And would you be proud to have the logo of Sony up on your bonnet, your hood, your grill work, rather than the T for Tesla? Sony, an SUV that's all electric. Based upon the whole entire dash, folks, is literally electric screens. It has 40 sensors that are installed inside and outside of the vehicle to monitor safety. Look to see two versions of the Vision S concepts. They're going to be giving you two of them. To keep abreast of the technology, 2023 or this year, of course, later vehicle would need a level 3, they say, to be keeping up with the speed of the laws on the road today. They're also talking about maybe an autonomous car, which means that there's zero joystick, zero steering wheel. The infotainment center that's in this Sony EV car will blow your socks off. Coming your way, it looks like it's a four-door SUV, as they stated, and that the challenge of finding a manufacturing this car basically is one of their toughest things to do today. As we all know, supply and parts are tough to get. But this is no secret. Sony Mobility subsidiary companies coming your way this spring. The model is the Sony Vision S, two versions. And, of course, as you know, there's been rumors about Apple bringing a car, and that's why they're saying that they're going to beat out, in the car business, Apple and also Google. We will soon find out. How do they rate how they beat another company? Is that the amount of numbers that you and I buy? We sold this many and they did not? Good question. I always want your opinion right here on Auto World about what your opinion of these electric cars are, the EV world, and now you have Sony to pick from. Sony? No baloney? I wonder if they'll bring that tagline back. I think not. Of course, I don't know. I'm just Mark Evans here at Auto World. I want your opinion at all times. The email address is for that, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, since 1992, 855-660 4261. Don't forget Facebook Messenger. My address on Facebook, got two of them. One of them is my name, Mark Evans, not trying to hide. And the other one is, go ahead, please do, go over there to Auto World Radio on Facebook, and we will definitely have some fun there. We do, we do, we do. Now it is time. Oh, we've got, maybe we'll get started on this email, and as soon as we get into the email bag, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's still in the studio, thank you. Hand me the email bag, please, thank you. Oh, it's so heavy. I'm digging in. I'm going to get one before the break. There's one. I can't really read the thing. Oh, yeah, here's an email, Brett. Before the break, we'll read it, and then I'll go on, and we'll see what we can do to help. Looks like I can read it. Yes, Ann. Okay, Ann. Emailing you from Lawrence, Massachusetts on a cold evening. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to WNNW 102.9 FM, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Lawrence, Massachusetts. Thank you. Shout out to them. There's our shout out horn. Before we go to break, we're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we're not only going to wipe off my hands and get the butter off my hands from the popcorn, but we're going to help Ann in Massachusetts with her, oh, she's got a window defogger problem. We'll get it fixed. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Good to have you back, drive, folks. Drive. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, driving you down the Auto World Road. Good to have you here. Of course, Hooky Bobbin with me today. Usually you're in the riding shotgun, but today we're Hooky Bobbin, hanging on to that back bumper of the 6x6. Well, I got an email here out of the email bag from Eddie, the engine emailer that's sitting in the studio now. Thank you, Eddie, for taking care of the emails. Absolutely, here on Auto World. And this email, I'll start back over again, emailing you from Lawrence, Massachusetts, on a cold evening, always listening to you for advice. Thank you. Appreciate that. Listening to me on our local station, WNNW FM 102.9. Shout out to WNNW FM 102.9 in Lowell and Haverhill and over Lawrence, Massachusetts. And says here, I have a quick question about my rear window defogger. It only melts half the frost on the glass, the lower part of the glass. So I have to get out and scrape the top part so I can see. What causes this problem, and do I have to replace my whole entire glass to get my defogger to work? Thanks, Mark. Ann in Massachusetts. Ann, thank you. I know you've got snow up the caboosey here. Is that the best word to say? I think I just made that up. Hopefully you don't get any blisters on your hands, Ann, from shoveling all that snow in Massachusetts. But it is wintertime. And I want to get this defogger fixed so you don't have to get out and scrape and all. It is a good feature to have a defogger on the back windows. And what that is, Ann, is just basically glass with wire in it. The wire, it's not in the glass. It's on the inside of the glass. It's when they built that, they stick this wire. And as you know, it's a snake that goes from top to bottom and all that. Electrical wires go back to those wires and plug in. So, and I want to make sure, just open up your back area there, if the lift the hatch lid, and if it's a coupe and you know you don't, you know, your trunk then get, and the glass is fixed and the trunk opens separately, you're going to have to get in the back seat and look. All I want you to look for, Ann, is to make sure the defogger light is on the button first, and that tells me I have power going back to that wire that's plugged into the wire that's in the glass, or on the outside stuck to the glass. So go back, take a look, just make sure that little, it usually is on the driver's side, and it's a little male prong with a female prong, and it just pushes onto the male tab there. Make sure that's plugged in. And if you want to, Ann, truthfully, I do know that it's plugged in, first off. And I'm trying to help everybody here, so everybody that has a rear defogger can listen up and listen on and do the same type of tests. And since you stated that the bottom is melting and the top is not, that means that the wire that's stuck to the glass, the little snake rear defogger wire, is broke right there. At one section on the lower half, and it stopped. The electricity resistance stopped going through the wire that's on the glass to get that wire's warm. See, the resistance is warm, causing the glass to get warm, causing the frost to melt, the snow, the ice, etc. So, as you ask here, do I have to replace the whole entire glass? Yes, you do. We cannot pull that sticky wire off the glass and put new rear defogger wire back on. So, you didn't give me the year, make, and model and all, but I do know that you can call your glass company just like you do your windshield and just tell them you need a rear glass for your make and model, and you can also say, I need a rear, the rear glass, but I want rear defogger in it. And they'll say, oh, yeah, and they'll probably ask you before you even tell them, does it have a rear defogger? And you'll say, yes. And you'll be amazed. As low as I've heard the prices of these rear defogger glasses for a lot of the cars, liftbacks that is, $90 installed. So it's pretty cheap. I mean, if you're living in Massachusetts, you do need a rear window defogger. And thank you, appreciate you, from Lawrence, Massachusetts, listening to us here on Auto World on WNNW FM 102.9. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Send me back an address that I can send you some gifts out, okay? And we will get you some detailed gifts. And I got some glass cleaner for you, too, that won't hurt those wires in the rear glass. That's what it's all about right there. Now it is time, before the garage door goes down here on Auto World for the week, we've got to get to. If you're looking for a new car, folks, I've got 10 to avoid. We've got the last three and the last three. Let's start from number three and go all the way up to number one. Number three, the Chevrolet Trax. Rated mid-pack among the subcompact SUVs at the 8th position. This is all from Consumer Reports. CR's track testing rate, it's average. Reliability is said to be much better than average. Yet owner satisfaction, big word, you weren't satisfied. In fact, it states, Consumer Reports says, satisfaction in this car is in the toilet. Ah, flush, whoosh. Yep. This model cheaply cobbled from the underwhelming built price, like the Sonic, the Chevrolet Sonic, Well, they're saying it's underwhelming the way it's designed and how it's built to the price that they're charging. That's the Trax, the Chevrolet Trax. It's a disposable car. It's a forgettable appliance. Yep, those are some of the words that Consumer Reports is saying about. Rock hard cabin materials, noisy, cost cutting. No, that was number three, Chevrolet Trax. Number two spot is the Ford Echo Sport. Subcompact, cute ute. It made the list of ones to avoid. Yep. According to CR, Consumer Reports, reliability is worse than average and owner satisfaction is much worse than average. Oh, yeah. The EcoSport drives more like a sporty car than a dull SUV. Goofy styling, teeny-looking wheels. Really? And they state that it's, the people that did take the poll and sent them in to Consumer Reports, says it's hard driving and hard sitting and not comfortable. Now, what we've all been waiting for is the number one spot on cars to avoid is the Toyota CHR. The least satisfying car you can buy is a Toyota CHR, folks. Yep, enthusiasts, all of you, the owners, sent these reports in, too. Consumer Reports, yep. It's a lack of all-wheel drive, of course, slow in pace with all their others in its same class. It's quite loud, as they state here. It's horrendous. In the rear, side visibility is horrible. Reliability, those average. Owner satisfaction is much worse than average. Oh, what a feeling. The Toyota is number one of cars to avoid here on NN Auto World. There you go. Appreciate it, folks. Now it's time for...
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, and this week the word is cold. Cold is the word this week. Folks, say something nice. Compliment your partner. Compliment your relatives. Compliment your neighbor. Compliment your best friend. Go out of your way to do it. It'll warm you up on the inside, causing the outside to be even warmer. And make sure that you wear and buy and purchase the best of the best when it comes to gloves, hat, and of course, long johns. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Drive safe and motor on. We will see you next week.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.